Listener Production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. A pilot of a light aircraft has died in regional Queensland after hitting power lines. Emergency services were called to Bowenville, west of Toowoomba, just after 2 this afternoon, with the aircraft landing in a paddock. The Treasurer admits inflation will get worse before it gets better. It's at 5.1% and there are real concerns it'll go higher than 7% later this year. Jim Chalmers will provide the latest update next month, but he's warning on the ABC it won't be pretty.
The Reserve Bank has said something around 7%. That doesn't seem to me to be wildly off the mark, but we will do the work between now and the end of July to give people the most accurate assessment.
Meantime, the federal government's decision to cut back staff for crossbenchers has certainly ruffled some feathers. Anthony Albanese has moved to slash crossbencher staffers from 4 to 1 per MP or senator, and critics claim it's an attack on democracy. Deputy Liberal leader Susan Lee has told Sky News the PM needs to own his decision.
When you do have to look at every piece of legislation and get across numerous different issues, many in the one parliamentary week, I do understand it's a pretty high workload.
Meantime, the Prime Minister is on his way to Spain for the NATO summit before he goes to Paris to catch up with French President Emmanuel Macron. And hundreds of pro-choice protesters are gathering for a second day outside the US Supreme Court after its verdict banning abortions in some states.
Listener.